That's Right en direct avec Doc Olivier. C'est maintenant. Pousse le volume à 11.
Bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir à tous, c'est le Doc. On est en direct tout de suite dans l'Astride. Sur Vinyl Time, on a ouvert l'émission avec le Sophie Lloyd featuring Nathan James d'Inglorious. Alors voilà, ça dépote, le morceau s'appelle Do or Die. Alors Sophie Lloyd, pour ceux qui ne connaissent pas, c'est une guitariste très jeune, puisqu'elle est née le 2 septembre, les amis, 1996. Elle s'est fait connaître par sa chaîne YouTube, elle a sorti plein de disques. C'est la nouvelle guitariste de Machine Gun Kelly. Eh, rien que ça. Voilà, on va suivre Sophie Lloyd. Il y a du très bon qui arrive. Voilà, c'était Do or Die featuring Nathan James. Tiens, un nouveau groupe qui vient de revenir sur le devant de la scène. Screamer, vous les connaissez, hein, c'est le groupe heavy metal de Suède. La Suède et le Doc, c'est une longue histoire. Ils vont sortir donc un nouvel album qui s'appelle Kingmaker le 13 janvier via Steamhammer SPV. Et on écoute tout de suite un premier extrait de cet album. Ça s'appelle The Traveler.
I've been known as a Hello, c'est Vivi. Retrouvez-moi avec Moreau, Sylvain et Camille pour découvrir notre premier album Commando sur Vinyl Time Classic Rock Radio.
Sensation d'être en équilibre, suivant comme un mouton, trop peu pour moi. Règle du jeu, c'est d'être un électron libre. Tapis de velours vert, bien trop étroit. Ils distribuent les cartes sans nous écouter. Pas d'ascenseur social, je prends l'escalier. Pour la pompe, pour moi le placard. C'est tout seul que ma banque. No work, est-ce que make you fly. Je vais faire sauter la banque. Comme un arc-en-ciel, c'est le baiser de la mort, le baiser mortel. Le sentiment d'être l'arroseur arrosé, cette machine infernale de verre et d'acier. Excusez-moi, désolé, je vous demande pardon. Après vous, je vous en prie, non, c'est sans façon. Ce putain d'ascenseur est toujours en panne. La blonde s'énerve, moi j'allume les titanes.
Hey, game over en plein cœur. Voilà, c'est l'ami Vivi avec Moreau. Cet extrait de l'album Commando, les amis. Voilà, il y aura des concerts qui arrivent pour le groupe. On va en parler hein, bientôt quand même avec Vivi. On va quand même l'inviter parce que ça serait quand même pas bien si je ne l'invitais pas qu'on parle de ce Commando. Peut-être qu'on invitera les deux, tiens d'ailleurs, pour discuter un petit peu de tout ça. Voilà, il y a plein de bonnes choses qui sont sorties en 2022. Ça va être compliqué de faire le bilan de cette année parce qu'il y a vraiment beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup de bons disques. Le Screamer s'annonce très bien aussi. Voilà, donc j'espère qu'on aura encore des très très bons albums en 2023 et qu'on continuera cette année avec des choses magnifiques. Voilà, dans un instant, vous le savez, mon invité du jour est Liaron qui vient venir nous parler de son nouvel album, Elle est nette. Et puis on écoutera quelques extraits. On va aussi écouter un autre groupe français, puisqu'il y a quand même un autre groupe français qui viendra nous joindre la semaine prochaine à 18h30. Le groupe s'appelle Highway, ils sont déjà venus, vous les connaissez. Ils viennent de sortir un album qui s'appelle The Journey, les amis. C'est très sympathique à écouter. On va écouter tout de suite un extrait et puis après on va ouvrir la page Liaron, bien sûr, hein, Elevate. On va découvrir quelques bons titres hein, comme notamment le Troublemaker, le Rock Bottom Revolution, mais pas que. On va parler un petit peu du festival de Vouziers, vous vous en doutez. Et moi je l'ai vu trois fois l'année dernière, les amis, hein, le Sweden Rock à Hambourg et à Vouziers. Alors, qui dit mieux? Voilà. Qui dit mieux, Limi? Qui dit mieux? Voilà. Allez, on va d'abord écouter un extrait donc de Highway. On fera une spéciale Highway, je pense, incessamment sous peu. On écoutera plein de bons titres de ce groupe. Allez, on écoute extrait de The Journey. Bah, le morceau The Journey. Yeah!
Here comes a sweet tear in your eye, a tear that means you have to say goodbye. Tomorrow you fly away, leaving all behind, family and friends in your heart and mind. You feel so strange inside, suddenly feel like running and hide away. You know you can't turn back, you don't want to turn back. Let's celebrate tonight. Everything will be alright. Let's celebrate through the night. So dry your tears and sing. Tomorrow your journey begins. Everything will be alright. Let's celebrate through the night. A new tattoo on your skin. Your journey begins. May hold. You make some good friends, cause you're made of gold. I can't promise you, but I know for sure how hard it is to find a soul that pure. Well, I can't deny I take care of myself. Why don't we take a deep breath? Let's celebrate tonight. Everything will be alright. Let's celebrate through the night. So dry your tears and sing. Tomorrow your journey begins. Everything will be alright. Let's celebrate through the night. A new tattoo on your skin. Your journey begins. Everything will be alright. Let's celebrate through the night. So dry your tears and sing.
Vinyltime.fr.
Out of
Les interviews du Doc, c'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Et ben voilà les amis, c'est avec un grand plaisir une nouvelle fois, puisque c'est la deuxième fois qu'on va pouvoir parler ensemble avec Liaron. Alors on avait parlé, vous vous souvenez bien sûr, du Radio On l'année dernière, et ben elle revient, hein, simplement pour nous parler de Elevate, le nouvel album. Alors moi j'ai eu beaucoup de chance, parce que ben, j'ai vu trois fois Liaron cette année. Une fois au Sweden Rock, une fois à Hambourg et une fois à Vouziers. Ça a été un grand plaisir. Liaron est avec nous en direct et donc on va parler de ce nouveau disque et puis on va parler aussi des concerts parce qu'il y a eu quand même beaucoup de concerts. Lee, first of all, thank you so much again for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to have you on Vinyl Time for the second time. And first of all, congratulations for the new one, Elevate. Wow. That's a real, yeah, it's very surprised because Radio On coming on 2021 and we have just another one very fast after.
Well, we were busy little beavers during COVID, you know. What else were we going to, we couldn't tour, so we got busy writing, and Elevate is the result. And it's doing well. It's been added to some playlists. I'm excited. Yeah.
Bah voilà, comme on le dit avec Liaron, elle était venue donc à vous. Vous vous souvenez pour l'album Radio On qui était sorti en 2021. Et puis elle est revenue tout de suite avec un nouvel album Elevate. Et comme elle le dit, bah, il y avait pas de concert, il y avait du temps avec le Covid, donc on en a profité pour faire de la musique. Hey, so many good songs on this new record, Lee. It's a pleasure to hear again some fantastic riff, and I would like to speak about, for example, Rock Bottom Revolution and some other songs like Still Alive. So Liaron, it's clearly still alive.
I don't know if I exactly understand the question, but you said you like the riffs, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, well, Rock Bottom Revolution, Sean Kelly, my guitarist and co-writer, wonderfully talented gentleman and individual. And when we started writing, of course, we were unfortunately not able to just get into a room together like we did with Radio On because of the pandemic. And even when we were allowed to get together in small groups, we were still a little nervous about getting on an airplane and flying, because a lot of people were getting sick by flying. So that is why we ended up sending a lot of files back and forth. But when Sean sent me that riff for Rock Bottom Revolution, it's just a great riff, and I was super excited about it. And I dragged it into my Logic and started to piece together the song, and Rock Bottom Revolution was the result. When he sent me that riff, immediately my brain went like, Revolution. It just sounded like an anthem, but it had to be a different type of anthem. So Rock Bottom Revolution is more like a subversive anthem. It's sort of about how crazy the world has gotten in the last 5 years since the pandemic and the U.S. election and all the riots and all the craziness. And I guess a lot of that was on my mind when I was writing the song. And then you were mentioning
Still Alive.
I'm glad you brought that song up, because it seems everyone that I speak to for this album likes different songs. Mm-mm. I just got off another Zoom interview, and the lady that I was speaking to, Miriam Cadoni from Femme Metal Webzine, she loved Red Dress and Spitfire Woman and Troublemaker. And you brought up two different songs. So to me, the sign of a great album is when everybody likes a different song. That means there's something there that's resonating for everyone on some level. Spitfire Woman, you know, when Sean, again, sent me that riff, it has a little bit almost like of a bluesy Southern rock vibe to it. And I really love that stuff, and that really resonates with me. And almost every album we've done recently traditionally has one or two songs like that on it. And so that song is about a a volatile relationship, obviously. And it's one of my favorites on the album too. And we had a lot of fun doing those background vocals, Dave and I. So I'm glad you like that one.
Bon bah voilà, alors on a parlé tout de suite du premier, un des titres que moi j'aime beaucoup qui s'appelle Rock Bottom Revolution, et ça a été écrit, bien sûr vous l'avez compris, par Sean Kelly, qui est un super guitariste. Et quand il a partagé le son avec Lee, elle a dit tout de suite waouh, c'est une super chanson, comme elle l'a chanté, hein, Rock Bottom Revolution. Elle avait quelque chose dans l'esprit, dans la tête, et puis c'est venu tout de suite, et ce morceau il est fantastique. Et puis il y a un autre morceau que j'aime beaucoup aussi qui s'appelle Still Alive, et comme elle le dit, elle avait une interview juste avant où ils ont discuté avec une autre personne, et puis chacun dit ce titre-là est bien, ce titre-là est bien, ce titre-là est bien. Et puis en fin de compte, elle dit, quand tout le monde donne différents titres, c'est là qu'on se rend compte qu'on a un très très bon album. Lee, just open a little bit some info and something like that regarding concert, because I have a chance to see you 3 times this year. One in the Sweden Rock, one in Hamburg, and one in Vouziers. I see 3 times Lee Aarons this year. That was, wow, fantastic. And, of course, it's a pleasure to see you again in France. Wow, what a long time. You play sometimes with the jazz band, but clearly we come back with your bands in Vouziers. What a memory we keep for this year, 2022, with your different live concert. You see a lot of different people, a lot of fans. I think for you and the band, it's very important to speak a lot and to share your music. I think for you, after this COVID period, that was so fantastic to see you on stage in Europe.
For us too, because not only did we get to do one, but we got to 3 European festivals, which were... Yeah. Scheduled from 2020, so that was super fun for us. I think probably one of my favorite memories, I know it's crazy because I hurt myself when I got to France, a stupid accident.
Yeah.
Looking at a 13th century cathedral and cut my leg wide open, but just the beautiful people from France and the promoters who came and picked us up at the airport, and just the level of kindness and care that they gave to me when I was obviously suffering a trauma. We got to the hospital right away and they took very, very good care of us, almost like family. And that really will stick in my head. And I got to tell you, that's why my favorite festivals to do, of all the festivals, like Sweden Rock is great. I love it. It's wonderful. It's the second time I've done it. A festival like Wacken is great, but it's so huge. Mm. And there's so many bands. A little bit of the personal touch is lost. And when we came to France and we did, I like to call them, they're called boutique festivals, where they're like anywhere from 500 to 2,000 people. Mm. It's a smaller festival. It's very intimate. And it's usually family run. Or run by a small group of people that just absolutely love music. Mm. So what they do is every year they try to bring their favorite bands. They're very big fans. Like, so when I was in Sweden, for instance, lovely, like the beautiful people, lovely festival, but the girl who was our handler didn't even really know our music because she was just hired by the festival. Mm. But when I came to France and to Hamburg, these were all people that were hugely Aaron fans. Mm. And so those are my favorite festivals to do, where they're very personal for the people that are bringing in the talent. Mm. And I got to say, France is one of my favorite memories this year. It was lovely.
Yeah. Ah bah, comme le dit Lee, alors moi j'ai eu la chance de la voir 3 fois cette année. Hein. J'ai vu Lee Aarons au Sweden Rock, je l'ai vu à Hambourg, et puis je l'ai vu bien sûr à Vouziers au festival. Alors quand même le dit, en plus à Vouziers elle est tombée, elle s'est blessée, elle a été à l'hôpital. Il y a eu toute une organisation autour d'elle pour que ça se passe bien. Et puis comme elle le dit, ce qui est différent, et elle garde en mémoire bien sûr les concerts à Hambourg et à Vouziers, parce que c'est plus petit. Il y a des fans qui viennent la voir, il y a des fans de musique qui viennent la voir, et c'est ça aussi qui fait la différence avec les grands festivals. Et puis il y avait une petite anecdote, je vais lui en parler dans un instant, c'est qu'au Sweden Rock il y a eu un problème technique et que le show a été très court. Voilà, c'est aussi pour ça que bah, c'est bien des fois d'avoir des petits festivals avec des artistes qui sont super heureux. Et moi, je vois Lee qui est très souriante parce qu'on parle de ce festival. Lee, I just said, we have a smile on your face right now when we speak about concert and so on. And I remember during Sweden Rock, because we speak a little bit with Sweden Rock, that we have a lot of technical issue during your concert at Sweden Rock. And that was maybe so difficult to share music with some people with maybe sometime know you like a couple of years ago and see you on stage, and we have some shutdown, we have no sounds, we have to wait in fact because without sounds the show does not start or something like that. That was so crazy to see this. And in fact during this festival, during this show, I love again your approach with music, because you pass a lot of time just to laughing, to speak to the people, waiting the sound come back. And I think this is clearly something with keep it my mind during this festival in Sweden Rock, that some artists play, some artists are so happy to be here, but during this show you make the double things. You share your music, but in other hand, you share everything during this shutdown, in fact.
That was a circumstance that has not happened to us. I don't even remember the last time in my whole career something like that happened. But this is one of the problems with digital technology. Mm. An old analog board would never have done that. Mm. But that's the problem, like with digital, because everything was connected, the board, I don't know what happened, but the board froze. Just like your computer can freeze, a digital console can freeze. I've never had that happen before. So this is one of the issues, I guess, that can happen with digital technology, where, and that we had no choice. We had to just wait. I got up there and I tried to talk to the audience and ask them how they'd been for the last 2 years, tell them how beautiful it was that we were able to all get together and gather again. And then my bass player started to talk a bit, because I was like going, I don't know if I can actually, tell jokes for 15 minutes. but yeah, it was crazy. The sign of a true professional is not panicking when things like that happen. Is just be calm and just come back and do your show when it's possible, right?
Yeah.
And be professional.
Ben voilà, alors la petite anecdote, c'est pendant que le Sweden Rock, pendant le concert du Sweden Rock, il y a eu une coupure vraiment longue. Il a fallu meubler, il a fallu attendre que ça revienne. Comme le dit, la difficulté dans ces années maintenant, c'est que tout est en digital. Et donc, quand il y a quelque chose qui frise, comme un ordinateur, il faut attendre que ça redémarre, que ça reparte. Et il faut être très professionnel pour pouvoir partager son temps, faire attendre les gens, pour le coup, parce que sans musique, sans rien, il fallait participer d'une autre manière. En tout cas, on a passé un bon moment. In other end, Lee, during this shutdown, I pass a good moment to see the band share everything, so it's crazy, but in other end we pass a good moment together. that's something's funny in fact. Yeah, do you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Another question, now we come back to Elevate. I see many, many, many people we share some good feedback. I see many people sharing the new songs, go to YouTube, share with you some congratulations. I think for you as a band, it's clearly something with it's very interesting to see so many people all over the world give you some good feedback when we come back with another one. What is your feeling at the band right now, Ali, regarding all this good feedback from provided by all the people all over the world? So many good news, so many good information, so many good review on this record right now.
I was very pleased. Sometimes when you pump out an album after an album after. Like when I came back in 2016, we've done 6 albums.
Yep.
Since then, including the Christmas album and the live album.
Yep.
And so I was kind of bracing myself for some negative feedback because the media kind of tends to do that to you. They love you, love you, love you, and then they go, yeah, we don't love you anymore. You're too much, you know? But so I was very pleased to see lots and lots of positive reviews for this album. I think it's a sort of a continuation of the role that we're on as a band. I think that we have really, we're really getting into a groove as a band and as songwriters together, where there's a level of trust there. We trust each other with ideas, and I just think that the songwriting is getting better and better, and I'm super excited. You know, we're going to continue to record.
Yeah.
The thing we're talking about right now is we're going to go out and do some shows, obviously, in 2023 for Elevate.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about bouncing around the idea of doing a covers album next.
Wow.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Right?
Yeah. And do you reply? Do you cover Metal Queen?
No, not our own stuff. We're going to cover our own material.
Comme le Didi, effectivement, ils sont revenus, elle est revenue à quelque chose depuis 2016, où elle sort des albums régulièrement. Il y a eu le Fire and Gasoline, Diamonds Baby Blues, Power Soul Rock'n'Roll, si je me rappelle bien, le Almost Christmas, Radio On, et puis Elevate. Donc il y a des bons retours, parce que comme elle le dit, on est beaucoup plus rodé, on fait beaucoup plus de choses. Et puis, comme elle vient de nous le dire, il y aura certainement un album de cover, il y aura certainement des dates en 2023. Donc on aura certainement plein de bonnes choses. So, Lee, with your band, you come back each year after each year with some other stuff. It looks like a new beginning, in fact. Each year after each year to provide some new songs and something like that. And the band is clearly something with a better and better and better after each one, because when we listen Diamond Baby Blues, and now you listen Elevate, you see each time some different things, different feeling, different approach, and it's more and more, it's more bigger right now.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what to say. I think we're getting better. And you know, yeah, just, I always knew, you know, I took a 12-year hiatus when I had my children and spent time. I didn't record albums for 12 years. I did do some odd live shows, but I was busy raising my kids and my family. And when I came back, I mean, I always knew I would make rock records again. I just didn't really know when. And yeah, I mean, what can I say? Like, you know, none of us are getting any younger, and it seems like every year or every day we're finding out like more and more of our heroes are like Christine McVie yesterday, passing away. So sad. And I just feel like, I don't know, like, not like I'm running out of time, but that I just have so much more to do still, so much more to say, and I don't know how much time I have to do it. So I'm just going to keep working.
Yeah.
For me, these days, it's not about achieving one particular goal or getting to about the outcome of stuff. It's just about the process of creativity itself and getting to do that with my band and keeping moving on to a new project again and again and again. It's just so much fun. I just am enjoying it so much.
Bah voilà.
That's why I'm
Bah comme le dit, alors moi je trouve que depuis Diamond Baby, ça avance, ça continue, et comme elle me le dit, elle a toujours envie de partager, elle a toujours envie de nous donner beaucoup de musique, elle a toujours envie d'être de nous donner autant de plaisir à écouter sa musique et à nous proposer plein de choses. Et comme elle le dit, il faut quand même avancer, parce que comme vous l'avez su, Christine McVie nous a quitté hier, et on sait pas combien de temps il nous reste encore à vivre, comme le dit Lee. Donc produire, donner du plaisir, donner des riffs, donner des chansons, c'est ce que Lee souhaite nous apporter. Et puis c'est vrai que ces derniers temps, on a quand même beaucoup beaucoup de personnes qui nous quittent. And maybe Lee, one or two words about Alexander Meir, with the first record persons with Attic Records, we start your life on his business. And of course, we speak about Christine McVie. And now, maybe a few words to Alexander Mir, who is left this world. And this is a very important person for your career, because it's a this is the first person who is starting Attic Records. It's a long time ago. So many people left this earth during this 2022. I think something for you, it's a little bit different right now with the approach of the business and something like that. It's just you play some songs, you give some pleasure to everybody. This is clearly what is your approach for the couple of years who is coming.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure I understand the question fully, but my approach these days is to do all of the creative process myself with mm-hmm. the band. I'm not under a big label anymore. Basically, I write the songs, I hire my engineer, I go in and I do these records myself, producing mm-hmm. myself. I work with a photographer on the images, then I work with my artwork guy on the cover, and then when I get a record deal or a licensing deal, like with Metalville, it's a complete package already. Mm-hmm. So 100% of the creative work is already done. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas back in the day when I was on Attic Records, it was a very different situation. There was so much money to still be made off records, and they were investing so much into you. Mm. They wanted to have a say in how things went. So it was a very, very different world back then in the 80s and 90s. And yes, you were bringing up Almer. Very sad news for me last week. Lovely, lovely man. And he was such a champion for Canadian art, musicians.
Yeah.
He made a lot of changes here in Canada to help promote Canadian talent, not only with the independent record world, but he sat on a lot of boards here for Canadian content and championing Canadian music and getting it into the forefront of Canadian radio airwaves. And he did a lot to change the Canadian music industry. And he really deserves a lot of respect and a lot of, he got the Order of Canada this past summer, so deservedly so. So it was a sad day to see him see him pass away. He and I would speak frequently through Facebook Messenger, and in fact I was going to, I haven't done it yet, but today it's like a throwback Thursday, and I was going to repost the most recent thing that he sent me. He sent me a Much Music commercial from, I don't know, like 1985.
Whoa.
And it was an advertisement for the Much Music Handbook, and I'm on the cover, so I was going to repost that today. So, yeah.
Ben voilà, on parlait d'Alexander Mir, d'Attic Records, qui a été une personne qui a poussé effectivement tous les artistes canadiens. Bien sûr, Lee Aron, il y a eu Anvil, il y en a eu d'autres. Alexander nous a quittés il n'y a pas très longtemps, c'est une période difficile parce que on parlait de Christine McVie, et puis on a profité aussi de parler un petit peu de ce qu'était aujourd'hui le travail de Lee, hein, c'est-à-dire de produire, de faire des disques sur un petit label, de pas investir beaucoup d'argent, mais de faire beaucoup de plaisir à tout le monde et d'être rentable et d'écouter de la bonne musique. Before we ending, Lee, one word about the song called Highway Romeo. What is behind Highway Romeo?
Really a true story, but I just I don't know. You know, sometimes what I do to write a song is I put the music on in the background and I just listen over and over again, and until a crazy idea pops into my head. So this idea of I met you at the end of a 20-foot jumper cable, just it was like a stupid line, you know. I knew from the start you weren't the sharpest knife at the table. I thought, I used to joke around and say the only thing worse than a stupid girlfriend is a stupid boyfriend, right? When I was young. And so I just had this idea, what about the idea of this girl just meets this guy and she has this wild, crazy relationship, and he's not a very smart guy. And so she makes fun of that in the song. And so it was just a fun throwaway idea for a song about meeting a guy that's just, he's kind of the dumb boyfriend, and you know, didn't treat her very well. So she's not that sad about it, but it's his loss. Right? So that's kind of what Highway Romeo is about.
Ah, voilà, vous avez compris. Donc la chanson s'appelle Highway Romeo. Je vous invite à aller l'écouter parce que voilà, il y a les paroles sont très marrantes. Et puis comme elle le dit, c'est voilà, c'est l'histoire d'un boyfriend, hein, les amis. Donc si vous voulez aller découvrir Highway Romeo, vous avez compris qu'il y a beaucoup de choses à travers ce titre. Et comme le dit Lee Aaron, bah il faut l'écouter et aller découvrir ce qui se cache derrière. Lee, again, before we ending, I would like to say thank you so much for your time. And that's a great pleasure to speak again with you about your new records, which is called Elevate, which is available all over the world. So you can you can buy, you can listen, you can see everything. And of course, Lee, thank you so much for your time this today. Do you have just French words before we ending? Do you learn some French words now?
From mes amis. Is that good?
Lee, thank you so much for your time. Have a nice Christmas. And hope and cross finger too to see you again in Europe in next year. And maybe we wait for this cover CD.
Yes. Well, joyeux Noël, have a good Christmas, and until next time, we look forward to coming back. We loved France, and I loved being in Paris. I went to Paris for a week. It was amazing.
Thank you so much, Lee, and again, congratulations to for you and the band for this new Elevate Records, and we wait some other story for the band and from you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, take care, thank you so much, Oliver.
Said the man. Dead.
Voilà les amis, c'était l'interview de Lee Aaron qui est revenu pour la deuxième fois. Elle est venue nous présenter donc ce Elevate. On a écouté plusieurs titres hein, aujourd'hui, donc le Rock Bottom Revolution, le Troublemaker, The Devil You Know était en fond aussi pendant l'interview. J'espère que vous avez apprécié cette interview, elle sera bien sûr disponible sur nos podcasts dans quelques instants. Il y aura le podcast de l'émission, le podcast de l'interview. Et puis, quelques mots, tiens, pour finir l'émission, on va écouter un extrait de Saxon. Pour ceux qui étaient au concert à Paris, alors ça a été un grand moment. On a pris 2 heures de Saxon en pleine forme. Voilà, il n'y avait pas d'autre mot. Alors il fallait quand même être d'avoir écouté quand même le dernier album de Saxon, parce qu'il y a eu 6 titres de l'album Carpe Diem. Bon, il est très très bien. Après, on sent la différence entre les gens qui n'ont pas écouté cet album et puis ceux qui sont venus écouter, bien sûr, les titres les plus connus de Saxon. Alors, ça faisait un petit peu yo-yo, mais en tout cas, le groupe vieillit super bien. Ils étaient super en forme. Paul Quinn a délivré des riffs incroyables. Nigel Cloger à la batterie, je vous raconte pas. Et puis, le grand Biff Byford, bah, il était égal à lui-même. Voilà. Et puis en première partie, il y avait aussi Victory, il y avait mon ami Gianni Pontillo qui était là. On a passé un bon moment aussi, c'était 40 minutes intenses. Voilà, ça a duré presque 3 heures en tout. Et on a passé une excellente soirée, mieux que le retour d'hier quand j'ai cassé la voiture. Voilà. Mais ceci étant, je vais vous souhaiter à tous une excellente soirée, une bonne semaine. Et tiens, en fait, on a gagné hein, au foot. Merci les Anglais, à bientôt. Voilà, et puis on se retrouve tous donc la semaine prochaine avec le groupe Highway. On termine l'émission avec le The Eagle Has Landed de Saxon.
Blasting to the stars, you take the hopes and dreams of.
retrouver tous nos podcasts sur le site vinetime.fr.